Blog Talk Radio.
To fire the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. There is no other God. I will say that over and over and over again because it's so true. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. Blessing to each and every one of you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. That's Holy Ghost power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations. Yes, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music ever made and ever played. Fire the gospel experience will light, ignite and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl. God is not a respecter of person. No, he wants us to be a victorious believer in Jesus Christ. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Hosea. Yes, yes, the minor prophet Hosea. Not because he's less than, just because his ministry, his prophetic assignments was not as lengthy as some of the others. They're all major prophets in the sight of God, but we refer to him as a minor prophet because there were some of the other prophets that preceded him that had very lengthy chapters and very lengthy scriptures to go with them. They're great at very dramatic things, but don't you know that God wants to do those dramatic things in your life too? But it's based upon your faithfulness. Now, in the book of Hosea, chapter 14, verse 9, we hear the prophet Hosea extolling the children of Israel to make a turn to repent to God for their sin and idolatry. Not so much different from us today. Come on, church. Now, when there is repentance, God has promised to bring healing and forgiveness with his great love and compassion. Those who heed these words will be healed and made whole to walk upright before God. And this world that's watching every Christian move you make, or unchristian, come on now. Now, those who don't and disregard these words will truly and surely fall. We will be discussing for your spiritual thought, walk or stumble, from Hosea 14 and 9. My special guest is here. Inspirational speaker, soul tie expert, domestic violence guru, and author, woman of God, Tina J. Lewis is here. And then a little bit later in the broadcast, I have another phenomenal woman of God that's going to be here with us, bringing us word of inspiration, occupational therapist, woman of God, Katrika Moore, a.k.a. TT, is here. And she's going to bless us with some wonderful inspiration. She's going to bring power and add fuel to this fire that is the gospel experience. So why don't you go ahead right now? Call a family member. Call a friend. I dare you to go and say, neighbor, neighbor, Brother Rod E. Jefferson is on the radio, and he wants to encourage you in faith, I'm sure, just like you've been bearing witness to him about our Lord Jesus Christ. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
Could talk.
You gave me a-
Thank you so, so much for having me on. I've just been anticipating this day just to be able to share and just to say how God is just so awesome. He is just so amazing. When you trust him, oh, my God. You just on point, you on purpose, and I thank him, and I thank you for allowing me to come on your show. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I can see the joy in your cheekbones on your pictures. You got such a big, beautiful smile. I know that's the love of God and the joy of Jesus. It just bubbles up out of you, woman of God, and I love that because, listen, the saints of God, we need to bring that effervescence vibration to wherever we are because we're called a peculiar people, not because we're strange, because we are unordinary. We have a joy that the world can't perpetrate, can't fabricate, and can't even make up. So when we come, when I say sanctify ourselves and bring that Jesus joy, it's undeniable. Even people that don't like us can't deny the fact that we have something that they don't. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself from whatever point in life that you'd like to start and share with us how you came to know Jesus in your own special way.
Well, as Ryan said, my name is Tina J. Lewis, but that is my birth name. That is my author name, but my legal name is Tina Lewis George because that's my legal name. But anyway, I come to you from Houston, Texas. But I was born and raised in Yazoo City, Mississippi. I always have to give homage to my hometown because that's where I'm from. But, yes, I always say I'm a country girl in a big city on point and on purpose for God. But that humble beginnings is where I'm from. But I'm grateful and I'm thankful for my journey. We all on a journey, y'all. You know, you hear this. Quote, it's not about the destination, it's the journey, because it's that journey that's going to get you to that destination. So we're here on purpose. God breathed into us a soul that we on purpose for him. And it's sad to say that so many come into this world and they don't even understand that God has something for them to do. And they never get it. And they transition out without doing what God has for them to do. So I am a domestic violence survivor. I've been through it, and I can actually say that from my humble little growing up in my hometown, I witnessed it as a young girl. I experienced it as a in my early 20s. That was in my first time. And then here I am almost 50 years old, and I went through it a third time. So I thank God that he chose me. He chose me for this. And why do I say he chose me for this? Because, like I just said, he gave us all something to do. So I always tell this story. I'm going to tell it real quickly about, it took me, I guess, about 5 years ago, before I went through, when I actually was going through domestic violence. And then when I came out, and it was just like, God was like, I was preparing you way back then. You didn't even understand. So I am a speaker. So I'll tell this story. You know, some of y'all from old school, just like I am, back in the day, we had these Easter speeches. I didn't have an Easter speech. I was too young. So my sister, that's a year older than me, she had the speech. So my mama, every day she was teaching her that speech. And who was sitting there listening? Me. So it was time for her to get on that stage to say that speech. She got on that stage, and kid you not, I remember this so well, and that's been over. I'm gonna tell my age. I'm 59, so that's been many moons ago. So she gets on that stage, she gets to looking around, and she gets to crying. So what did Mama do?
Lord.
She brought her back to her seat, and she came and got me. She got me on that stage, and before she whispered in me, and she said, "You know that speech?" I said, "Okay." Mind you, here I am about 4 years old. I was scared. So I got on that stage, Rod. I got up there, and this is all I can remember. Easter here, Easter there, Easter everywhere. And I got the biggest applause. I did my little cursey. So I'm saying that to say this. God was preparing me way back then to be an oracle for him. So he had to allow me to go through some things, to see some things, so I could talk to the little girl, so I can talk to that teenager, so I can talk to that college student, so I can talk to somebody that's middle age and going into it and going through it and be able to tell my story, tell how God delivered me from it, so to let you know that there is hope. So I did. I went through it, and I wrote my book. I told my story, and the name of my book is Total Deliverance, A Survival Story of how God did what he did. It was nothing that I did. I went through it, but it really wasn't for me. It's for his people. To let them know.
Amen.
I always say my story is about domestic violence, but if you read my story, it's about hope. No matter what you're going through, you got to understand that you got to be like those, like the people at the Red Sea. They couldn't go to the left. They couldn't go to the right. They couldn't go ahead. They couldn't even go back. All they had to do was stand still. So I had to stand in it. I had to stand still, and I had to wait on God to deliver me.
Yes. You can't be waiting on God now. Come on now.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad you shared that, woman of God, Tina. There has been so much that needs to be spoken about domestic violence. We have a month that's dedicated to domestic violence, but domestic violence goes on every day, every week, every month of every year. There is some woman, and in some cases, some man that is being abused in one way or another. And it's appalling. It's inexcusable. I have absolutely no respect whatsoever. There's a loss of respect for any man that would physically harm a woman, particularly someone that he claims he loves, someone that he claims that they have a relationship and many times have children together in marriage or whether living together. So what would you say is the first step to signs, red flags that you can see now were indications that this may be an abusive person?
Oh, my. It's so many. I even said at the beginning of my book, there were so many flags were flying. Just remember, I had already been through a domestic violence relationship. And I had in my early 20s. So I knew some of the signs, but I decided to ignore them. And let me just say this before I give you some of the signs. Don't ever let desperation of being lonely lead you to a relationship when you know it's not good for you. That was me. So I saw some of the things, the control, the manipulation, the blaming. It was a lot of gaslighting. And I knew all of this. I knew it. But I walked in it anyway. I, you know, alienating me from my family and friends, telling me I need to get off of Facebook. Matter of fact, I didn't have to get off of Facebook. I need to take all my male friends off my page. It was just stuff like that, you know, going, just accusing me of stuff, you know, even before he even, because he lived in a different state. I lived in Houston. He was in Delaware. And it was just some things that even transpired prior to him even moving to where I, you know, I was. It was just so many. So when you see those things, and just let me just set this in your spirit. When it's something about a person and it just does not sit good in your spirit, that's God. That's God telling you, okay, there's a stop sign there. There's a caution there. You need to pay attention and see what's going on with this person. Because I always say that broke people break people, hurt people hurt people. And he would always bash people. Talk about everybody but himself. When you are when you in beginning to have a relationship with somebody, and they always in their past and talking about somebody or what this or what the ex did and what this, that's a red flag right there in itself.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, it is. It is.
Yeah.
You said something that's very interesting, and you said don't let loneliness keep you in a relationship. So are you saying to me, woman of God, that there are people out there that would rather endure abuse rather than to be alone?
No, that's what I was saying. Don't let loneliness lead you into a relationship that's not good for you. Because I had been out of a relationship for like 14 years. Then here he comes, instead of paying attention. But going back to what you just said, that is a cursor for keeping that they stay there. in it. That is one of the reasons. It's a bunch of reasons why we stay in relationship. Fear of being alone, economic reasons, the children. It's a bunch why people stay. And I always say, you know, you would not understand that type of relationship unless you have been in it. And, you know, here we are in this type of relationship, and then you have people telling you what you should do. But here's the thing about that. If you can't tell a person what to do in that type of relationship, you know, you got to be there for them. You got to be able to encourage them, because, first of all, you got to do it safely. You got to get out of it safely, because the most potent time for a woman or a man to lose their life is when they are getting out of that relationship, because he or she has lost their control and they got to go back and get it. And if they don't get it through you, they'll go through a family member. They'll go whomever to get it. So you just have to be understanding, and a lot of education needs to be, and that's my thing about educating and advocating the community about this domestic violence. It's serious.
And you said something that is very poignant, because when you are in this type of atmosphere, it is negatively charged with manipulation, with control, with dominance, and in many cases, with a soul tie. Hello.
Yes.
Come on. Now.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. That's it.
Come on.
And that's why I'm so passionate about the soul ties.
Mm-hmm. Come on, talk about it. Because when we get sexually involved with somebody, it brings a whole other dimension to what's going on to our mind, to our bodies, and to our spirits. I tell people all the time, the three parts of a person is mind, body, and spirit. The Bible has broken that down and declared it. That soul tie is trying to encompass your mind, your body, and your soul to bow down to this perpetrator and to this manipulator. Tell us about this soul tie, because we hear this talked about. But what can woman of God Tina J. Lewis put her specific spin on this thing called soul tie?
Okay, well, you just said what it is. So a soul tie is a spiritual connection, and it's the most intimate side that God created between a man and a woman when they come together in a sexual intimate relationship. That's the godly soul tie. And we make it ungodly when we go outside of what God ordained and we tie ourselves up with this person, and that relationship don't work. And then here we are with the next person, but you still tied to that other person because you haven't discussed that spiritually. And then sometimes you get in these relationships, well, I'm still thinking about him, but you're still tied to him. But you over here with her. And you can't understand why I'm taking on some of these attributes of that person that I'm tied to. And even with me in my ungodliness marriage, when I tied myself to him, he was an abuser. He was a manipulator. He was a controller. He was all of that. And you complimented me on my smile. And the one thing that I lost in him was my smile. I allowed him, that ungodly soul tie, to just take over me. So I began to act like him. I began to think like him. And that's just how deep it is when you tie yourself to something that is not of God. And here you are. And I'm very spiritual. And I thank God that I am so deep. I was so deep into my beliefs and my faith that he tried to break me, but God said, no, I'm more tied to my Father and my Savior than to you. So God had to allow me to go through it, to go through it. So now that I'm on the other side of it, I can see it so clearly. So now while I'm out here standing still, you know, I know God knows my heart, and he knows that I am definitely paying attention. And when I just said, when something don't feel right, it's just not right. So now I can have that discernment and like, okay, Lord, you know my heart. Because you decide, I'll know his voice this time. I'll be able to understand that you sent him. See, I was out there searching. So you got to move yourself out of the way. You got to trust God in your relationships. And I always, when I talk about soul ties, yes, it's the intimate relationship between the man and woman, but it all can, you can tie yourself to friends, because think about the relationship Jonathan had with David. That type of relationship. He, David loved Jonathan to his soul. That was a good, whole, healthy relationship.
That's
now,
right.
Here you got these friends that y'all not on the same page, but you tied because you see things in them, but, you know, but y'all not really on the same page. And then when that relationship ends, you are hurt. You can't understand why, because sometimes you don't have the strength enough to untie or cut a relationship. God will do it for you. He'll move people out of your way. You can get yourself tied up in, absolutely, you can get yourself tied into these business relationships that are ungodly. So it's all about the relationship, and it has to be a relationship that's pleasing to God. And, you know, we got to be yoked with the right people when we say we are His.
Amen. We need to understand the importance of selective company. It's not arrogant.
Absolutely.
It's not being seditious.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible declares that bad company can corrupt good morals. The influence of the people that are unbelievers, if we stay in too much of their atmosphere, under their influence, we will find ourselves becoming lesser and lesser like our Lord Jesus Christ, because we're trying to fit in to places where we are not supposed to reside. We're supposed to go, take care of our business, visit, share the good news of the gospel, be a light, and then move on. Now, isn't the temptation of Christ the greatest attempted soul tie that there was, when he said, I am going to give you all of these riches. I want you to throw yourself down, turn this bread into stone. The devil was trying to create a soul tie, and Holy Spirit God gave me this just now. And listen, the thing about it is, the reason I'm pointing this out is because the Bible declares that Satan is the father of lies, but he's also the father of deception. He's also the father of abuse. We need to understand that when these people, once the red flags are waving all over the place, we need to understand where the origin of this evil, these people come from. And they will abuse, and then they will love bomb. See, I done done some studying too, because you said something about gaslighting. Help us understand, for those that don't know, about narcissistic toxic behavior. What is gaslighting?
Gaslighting is when they impart things on you. You may say something, but then they flip it all around like you. Like, you made me do this, or you, it's all about you to take it off of them. That's what it means, okay? I'm this good person, but you saying this about me, but you saying something, but, and then they'll have you believing that what they said about you is true. But it's not. So that's what they do.
Trying to distort our reality so that they can keep us off balance, destabilize us, and then try to remake us into the person that you want us to be. I heard you say it. You said that we will be talking like them, acting like them, because we are so heavily under their influence. And can I say that the key to that, just like our Lord Jesus, He told the devil what thus says the Lord. Our spiritual connection and the knowledge of the word of God will help separate us from all ungodly influences, woman of God. Am I telling the truth or what?
You're telling the truth. You absolutely are. And I just want to piggyback on what you just said. In Proverbs 4:23, when he talks about guarding your heart, why do you think God tells us to guard our hearts? Because out of the issues of life will flow from it. It means that you got to protect your heart. You got to be careful of the people you allow within your circle. You got to set up those boundaries. And anytime you got somebody coming in your life and they want to overstep your boundaries, that's a no. You need to stop that at the beginning, because after all, when you allow them to cross over into your space, into your boundaries and what you believe in, that's when that ungodly soul tie has moved on in, and then you're no longer God's rather.
Amen.
You got to protect your heart. You got to.
You got to protect your heart, and I'm going to say this because my listeners know that I'm transparent as can be. I get on Facebook and I'll be sharing truth, and some sisters, some men sometimes will get upset with me because I'm saying things that may be rubbing on a spot that's still sore. And it's certainly not my intention to try to maliciously disregard or disrespect people. But, you know, the word of God is either going to draw you or it's going to drive you. And I understand So my understanding is that we have to continuously be aware of the things that we say, the things that we do. We're talking about walking or stumble from Hosea 14:9. And the word of God tells us that there's going to be certain things that we'll be able to do, woman of God. And before we go to our music break, I just want to just see and pick your sanctified biblical mind about walking upright, because really that's what it's all about. We're encouraged and we're told to walk in a way that is wise. Hosea 14:9 says, "Who is wise? And he shall understand these things. Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein." There are only three types of people out there: those that are saved, those that are unsaved, and those that are still undecided, even though they kind of lean toward the unsaved category. What can we do as the people of God to continue to walk in a way where it will confirm our testimony? Because we are so labeled as hypocrites. People are always trying to make us like we phony, that we holy rollers. Can you give us an encouraging word so that we will walk upright and not stumble? We fall short. Donnie McClurkin sang about it. He said, "We fall down, but guess what? We get up." Give us a word that's going to help us to continue to walk in an upright way.
Well, just like I said, you got to guard your heart. You got to stay focused. People are going to say what they're going to say, because you got to think about our Lord and Jesus. What did they do to him? They did. So you just got to walk just like he walked. They're going to say what they want to say. And I always say, I'm going to give them something to talk about, because I'm going to be on point. I'm going to be doing whatever God. Because just like you said, when I fall, I know how to get myself back up. And I know how to God. And I know how to ask and repent and get back on. Because we're not perfect people. Because God and Jesus was perfect. But we fall, but we have an avenue of repentance. So you just got to keep on moving. You just got to keep on moving people out of your way, because you just got to. Because if you don't, you become like the world. You do, because he says we're in the world, but we're not. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. I'm here, but I'm not succumbing to what the world's standard says about me, because I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on believing. And my faith, I'm going to keep on building on each and every day. So therefore, I'm going to encounter the same like-minded people that's going to encourage me. And the naysayers or whoever, I don't need them in my circle. So they can say whatever they need to say. I'm going to pray about you. I'm going to first of all, I'm going to pray God for me to give me the strength and just allow him to use me, and sometimes to be silent. It's not that I'm giving consent to what you're doing, because you got to let God fight those battles for you.
That's right.
You know,
That's right.
I got a quote that I wrote a long time ago. When I took the focus off of me, that's when I found me. It is so not about me. I'm here to serve. It's all about God's people. So he's going to cover me in it And I know he will, because it's just how much faith that I have. And you got to have that type of faith as well. And I always allude to a palm tree. I love palm trees, because you got to have that type of tenacity. Because if you watch one in a storm, it bends, but it don't break. So I may bend, but I'm not breaking. Because I know who I am. And furthermore, I know whose I am. So I'm going to stand.
Amen. I have to be transparent for the sake of encouraging someone else, is that I don't care how long you've been saved. Every point of who we are will be tested, will be tempted in one way or another. It will be challenged. If we used to cuss, and I used to cuss like a sailor, the devil is going to try to exploit that. It's going to try to get us to continue. It's going to try to get us to slip and fall back into those old nasty ways of talking. Pornography, sexual, what Will and Jada call it, they call it entanglement. No, it's called adultery.
Entanglement.
It's called fornication. They keep trying to dress it up and give it a new label to make it sound a little bit more tantalizing and palatable. But no, the Bible declares that sin is still sin. I have found one of God. We'll talk about this after the music break. I was listening to Clubhouse about a week or so ago, and I was listening to this one particular room. And this group of, it sounds like mostly millennials, was talking about freedom, their sexual freedom. It's called sexual liberation. And now they are saying that as long as it's consenting adults and you could give me an appropriate body count, how many people you've been with in a specified period of time is acceptable or not. So there's no regard for God at all. And I know for a fact that when we go down through our stages of Christianity, one of the things that's going to really test our commitment and our faith is our sexual discipline. It's easy to say no to somebody that just don't do nothing for you, don't turn you on. But when that 36 woman comes your way smelling like Gucci cologne, or when that tall, dark, and 6'3" tall glass of water, like you sisters like to call her, come your way talking real smooth with that berry white baritone voice and make you melt all over, can you still maintain your purity is a thing that we need to talk about, because it is a powerful influence.
Yes.
It's all over the media. It's all over music. It's all in the movies. We cannot get away from it. If you pass by the water cooler, they talking about it. It's all in the newspapers. Mm-hmm. We need to find a way to overcome all of our weaknesses, and we trust in God so that we will be able to walk upright in this world. I'm talking about me, y'all, and anybody else. I see you waving your hand. I feel you saying amen. We need, as a church, to just be transparent and be for real about the things that we go through. Talk about it in respective companies so that it won't cause more harm than good. But I believe that iron sharpens iron. I believe that there is a brother that sticks closer than a brother. I believe that there are men and women out there that can help us in our Christian journey to find victory. And I promise you, like woman of God Adrena Miller, I will never ever forget how God has blessed me in the past, because guess what? He's going to do it today.
Amen.
Psalm 103 says, let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he's done for me. Now I need somebody to put your hands together and bless God right here. Listen, never forget what the Lord has done. Never forget all the victories won. Never forget, I'll never forget. Never forget. See y'all.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Amen, amen. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, and we are here with my special guest, woman of God, inspirational speaker, soul tie expert, domestic violence guru, and author, woman of God, Tina J. Lewis. Woman of God, why don't you tell us a little bit about this book, Total Deliverance, A Survivor's Story?
Okay, well, it's my book. I'm very transparent in the book. I tell about how I got into the relationship, and ultimately I end up marrying him. I just tell the story. Is just really deep. It's deep. I'm very transparent. I put some things in the book, and I was talking to a friend up there. Girl, I was like, there's some things that I remember after that could have gone in the book, but then I came back and said, well, God, he knew what needs to go in the book. So I tell, okay. You know, I talk about just going through it and then, you know, wanting to put myself in, like, because I didn't fight back. I'm not a fighter. And I got to the point where I had to decide it was time to go. And I always tell when I'm speaking, you gotta figure out your why. Why am I staying here and why I need to go? Your why has to be so big it's going to make you cry. So my why for me in my book was my grandbaby. You know, I am. You're already abusing me. I'm not going to allow you to abuse him. So the book is very powerful, and I just talk about how God just did some things, how he just brought people in my life. I say I had angels all around me just helping me to get through it. And, and I would go to work and send these elaborate emails of encouragement, which I still encourage a lot on Facebook, but I was doing this at work. And, you know, even after I got out of the abusive relationship, I did reveal it to some of my coworkers. And it's good when God just put people in your life and they come back just to minister to you. I had this one young lady, she came to me and she said, Miss Tina, we had no idea that you was going through that. And you would send us all these emails every day. I looked at her and I smiled and I was like, you know what? In the midst of all of that, I was encouraging myself. That's what I was doing. So I was encouraging myself, and I knew it was going to encourage my, you know, you all. So the book is just how he just allowed me go through it and how he just allowed me just to stand still. I don't need you to do nothing. I got it.
Amen.
And you just got to get the book to see how he got him. I'm going to leave it at that. But
amen.
God is just amazing. That, you know, I just say, Lord, and even this morning, it's so ironic. Every time I get ready to do a show or speak about whatever, it's just like I get a dream. And in the dream, he was there. I'm talking about my husband. He was there.
Okay.
And I was having a conversation with him this morning. I said, oh, you see a whole lot now. I'm going to go ahead and give the end of the book away because he's no longer on this earth. He transitioned out of here. And I was just having a conversation. I said, now you see, everything that you accused me of, it never happened. God blessed me with you, vice versa. But God loved me so much, and this was my conversation to him, that he wasn't going to allow you to take me out of here.
Amen.
So now I speak about it, I talk about it, and I'm very passionate about domestic violence. I've started my nonprofit here in Houston. It's for Love Along. It's in its infant stage. I got a lot of stuff, you know, work that I'm doing to get it really out there. So I named it For Love Along because I used to blog. I had a blog years and years ago. It was called For Love Along, and then I was like, okay, Lord, what am I going to call this nonprofit? And it's like, okay, well, I already gave you the name many, many years ago. So it's about love.
Right.
For love. We get ourselves into so much stuff.
Yes, we do.
And it's for love that God loves us so much that he gets us out of the stuff that we created.
Amen.
So, that's what the book is about, and I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for my journey, and I just say, Lord, just thank you for choosing me and just allowing me to complete my assignment that you've given me, because it's just like he just pours things into my spirit and like, okay, Tina, you need to get this done. But I know in his timing, it works. So that's just it where does. I am, and I'm just grateful for it.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, we are so proud to witness how God has brought you from a very dark place in your life to be able to be the woman of God that you are now, to be such a motivator, such an encourager. And this is what the Bible declares, that he said that we will be more than conquerors. That means the pain that held us down will no longer keep us down and keep us yoked and bound. But through the pain, we find our purpose. And when we find our purpose, we find power. I thank woman of
Amen.
God, Shamika Banks. She told me that as a special guest on my show. I had always been hearing people say that my pain brought me purpose, woman of God, Tina. My pain brought me purpose. But I felt like it was something more. I felt like it was something more to that should have been said. And when Shamika Banks came on, she said, my pain gave me my purpose, and my purpose gave me my power. So, saints of God, don't you know that when you go to God for the healing, for the forgiveness, for the resurrection of your mind, body, and spirit, he'll make you so powerful. You will remember the things that you went through, but the pain of it won't be attached to it, because now you have power from heaven that you never had before.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Woman of God, is there some wonderful words of wisdom that you would like to leave us with before we let you go about your sanctified business and take care of whatever God has for you today, even if it's just sit back and relax and enjoy yourself? I would appreciate if you would just give us a parting word of wisdom just to keep the fire of Jesus burning in our souls. What you have for us, woman of God? Bless us with it.
Well, I just want to say, you got to know your worth, because if he calls me worthy, I'm worth it. I'm worth being in a good, godly relationship. I know that God created me for a purpose. And just like you said, there's a purpose in that pain. And you said that, and I always say this, I say I'm a domestic violence survivor, but I always come back and say that I am a domestic violence conqueror, because he says we are more than conquerors. You got to know whatever you're going through in your journey, that you can conquer it. Because my favorite scriptures is Philippians 4:13, and it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. He didn't say some things. He said all things. So even though I'm walking in those valley moments, I know that God is going to strengthen me, and however he deems necessary for me to come out, it's all going to be his will. So I give it all to him. I give him all the glory, and I thank him for my journey. Yes.
Amen. Well, God is going to get the glory out of your life, woman of God. I feel Jesus just bouncing all over you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this woman of God doing what she do. She has a warrior's heart. She has the heart and soul of a soldier right there on the front line. I'm talking about going to the very places that used to cause you pain and withdrawn from us and society. Yes. You are standing there boldly proclaiming Jesus Christ, and that just stirs my spirit even more for me to keep on keeping on. So, woman of God, listen, where can your book be purchased? Also, give us a contact information if you'd like to share your inspiration with someone that might invite you to their church, to their event, whatever they got going on. And also, just where my listeners can stay in touch with you on social media.
Okay. Well, my book, there is an e-copy on Amazon. It's Total Deliverance, a Survivor Story, Tina J. Lewis. But I do have the paperback, the hard copy. You can reach out to me. You can email me at Tina, TinaJayeLewis at gmail.com, and I will gladly get your autographed copy out to you, signed by me, and a few words of inspiration on it as well. And I'm on social media, and my name is Tina J. Lewis on Facebook, and I do have an author's page. It's author Tina J. Lewis, and on Instagram as Tina J. Lewis as well. And I'm just grateful, and I just pray that, you know, if you purchase the book and you just get inspired just knowing whatever you go through, that you can just trust God in it. And I am open for speaking engagement, and my goal, and I know that God is going to bless me to get into the churches, because I even talk about the experience in my book that we were in church on Wednesday, Bible study, anything we had going on in the church, and I was suffering in silence in the church. So you can reach out to me. I'll go ahead and give my phone number out. It's 281-748-7930. I am open, and I do travel. I'm a traveler, so I just thank you for the opportunity to be able to share, and I'm looking forward to, you know, coming back on and just sharing some more.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen, woman of God, you have an open invitation to come back to this Fire Gospel Experience radio ministry whenever you feel that burning in your spirit. That's when you need to get in touch with yours truly. And I promise you, if I got to move some people around and make some rearrangements, I will move these folks up out of here so that you can come back here and bless us with your beautiful testimony and with the power and the love of Jesus that you have. My prayer for you is that God will continue to bless you so much so that if you try to press it down, if you try to shake it, it'll still be running over in your soul, so much so that you'll have to go find people to share your blessings with. In the beautiful name of Jesus, I pray he keep you, cover you, and bless
you.
Amen.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, and Jesus, you got more blessings from God coming on your way. I'm speaking that into your life right now. Just as Holy Spirit, God is speaking it to me. Thank you for joining us. We love you, Jesus. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Thank you.
And then pray for us, please.
I will, absolutely. Thanks again.
Amen. All right, woman of God. She has blessed us so much, so I am just elated for this woman of God, Tina J. Lewis, for joining us on this Fire Gospel Experience. Looking forward to having her come back. She blessed us, y'all. Didn't she bless us? Yes. She did. Hey, man. These are some power-packed people of God that come in my way, and I promise you I am going to continue to let y'all shine the light of Jesus that is inside each and every one of you. Want to be my special guest? I'm looking for you. Ron E. Jefferson, why don't you give me a call? I'll give out my phone number too, 870-413-0220. If I don't get right back to you right then, just leave a message, and I will get back to you. Or you can send me a message. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. So easy to reach. Send me an email, ronaldjefferson1@aol.com, and we'll do you just like we did this awesome woman of God, inspirational speaker, soul tie expert, domestic violence guru, woman of God author, Tina J. Lewis was here, and we'll let you shine bright for Jesus right here, right here. We about to just take this Fire Gospel Experience to a whole nother level right here, right now. I just want to know, are you going to be ready? It's Earth and Vessels, because that's what they want to do. They want to be ready, and so do I.
Bye. Hello, I'm Pam Jones, CEO and founder of River and Word Magazine, the River Awards, and River Word Gospel Station, where you will hear the very best in gospel programs of spiritual discussion, conversations, and the most uplifting and anointed gospel artists and gospel music. Our network features every Monday Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Radio Show at 4 p.m. Central. Every Tuesday, Stephanie's Gospel Highway at 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Eastern. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. with Santoria Black. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, Let's Talk to the Lord with John Ross. And you can also catch it at 5 p.m. Eastern. At 6 p.m. Central, Central United Praise. Every Thursday, Blue Flame Moment with Coretha Haddon Jackson at 4 p.m. Central. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. again with Centoria Black. Every Friday at 11 a.m., Realizing My Best Life with Janice Peterson. At 3 p.m. at Central and 4 p.m. Eastern, Stephanie's Gospel Highway. At 6 p.m. Central, Urban Gospel Sounds with Orlando the Landlord. On Saturday at 12 noon, we cut up and chop up with Tony D's New Artist Profile. At 2 p.m. Central, The Covenant Keeper with Apostle and author Darlene Thompson. And finally, on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Fire Show with Ron Jefferson. River and Word in this gospel station is called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're interested in more information regarding our different ministry platforms, you can contact me, Pam Jones, at 832-699-1533 or by email, therivermusic33@gmail.com. And you can find us at riverandword.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained, experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom building. This is Pam Jones.
Hold on.
Don't give up and don't give in. He'll be with you through the end. Hold on.
Oh. The boss tells you it's your last day. He says you're a casualty of budget cuts, and he hates this ending that way.
promise you, I am going to hold on. And if there was any doubt, any speculation on my part, that awesome group, Dynasty 901, just gave me the confirmation that I need just to hold on just a little bit longer. And before that, we heard from the gospel group Earthen Vessels talking about, I want to be ready. Don't you want to be ready? You better be ready, because I promise you, there's coming a day when we least expect it that our God is going to come. The Bible declares that on the day that you think not, that'll be the day our Lord Jesus comes. And he's coming for those that will be walking upright before him and this dark and unbelieving world that we're living in. He will be looking for those of us that are being faithfully busy in evangelism as we live day by day for our dear God. This is the segment of Fire the Gospel Experience, where you encouragers of spoken words, where you inspirers of soul, heart, and mind come to this Word Up segment platform and share with us the good things that God has given you to bless and honor his holy name, not yours and mine. Oh no, don't get that twisted. But also to encourage us, to give us a fresh anointing in our faith walk, in our beliefs. So, without any further ado, I have this young woman of God that is here to bless us, and she is going to give us some good, very good, sanctified word of encouragement. I had the pleasure of meeting this young lady on Truth Lives Clubhouse, where we come to you every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, founded by the one and only Dr. Victoria Dunstan. She's doing a phenomenal job helping us understand the spiritual thing that we really do need to understand. So my guest speaker for Word Up Encourager is here as an occupational therapist, woman of God. She's involved in many ministries and works pertaining to the church body. She is woman of God, Katrika Moore, a.k.a. also known as TT, and I'm going to let her explain all of that herself. Woman of God, Katrika Moore, is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you for joining us for Word Up. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Thank you. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience, woman of God, TT.
Glory to God. I guess this morning when we were in the group with Dr. Victoria Dunstan, what I heard resonating through the group is that sometimes we may marry someone and they change, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm a new divorcee, and I've been healing from divorce for about a year now.
Okay.
And one thing that I had to realize is that I put some of that hurt, some of that pain on myself. You know, when I got married, I was 35, about to be 36. So as a young woman, no kids, not married, my clock was ticking. You know, I was like, okay, this person, he goes to church with me. He said he kind of loves God.
But wow.
He wasn't a true Christian, you know, but he did it for me. And at the time, he wanted the same things. He wanted a couple kids. He wanted marriage. But, you know, the Bible teaches us not to be unequally yoked. So during the divorce, I had a lot of hurt, a lot of anger. It was like, okay, God, this person says that they don't want to be married to me. They're tired of playing this Christian game.
Oh, my
God. But were they in the game anyway?
Yeah.
And probably
yeah.
I knew they weren't in the game. You know, I probably knew that from the beginning. So my friend, she told me, did you forgive yourself? And I'm like, forgive myself? What do I need to be forgiven for? You know, he's the one who wanted a divorce from me. But, you know, God laid it on my heart, like, were you in my will and my perfect way when you got married? And I don't think I was. I was in my flesh, and I wanted things to happen my way.
Okay, I got you.
Mhm. And one thing that I started researching, you know, I wrote a paper on healing, and I started looking up self-inflicted wounds versus accidental wounds. So self-inflicted is caused by oneself, where accidental wound is unintentional or intentional external force causing harm to someone or something. So I had to take responsibility for marrying someone who wasn't a Christian. And I have a few steps of healing. The first one is to take responsibility and to own up to things that you may have done. And then number two, we have forgiveness. Forgive yourself for anything that you may have done, and forgive the person or persons for what you have done. And number three, you need to reevaluate your circle of friends. To heal, not everyone can go with you to the next level. There's a few old sayings, birds of a feather flock together. Show me your friends and I'll show you who you are. I had those fire igniter friends who were like, yes, sis, he was wrong. You should be mad and this and that. Then I had those fire extinguisher friends who kind of put out the fire and they put the word of God back into me. They were kind of like, hey, sis, you know, God has greater for you. You know the plans that God has for you, and you are more than a conqueror. And they helped me take away some of that bitterness because I had a lot of bitterness inside.
Yeah.
And then number three, which a lot of people think is taboo, is seeking counseling. You know, nobody wants to think that anything's wrong, but you do need counseling, even if it's your pastor, you know, to sort through things, and someone who can lead you to scripture to kind of sort through what you're going through. And then you have to get in your word, you know, even if you don't know where to look. Right now we have Google, who's our friend. You know, you can look from A to Z. You can look up verses on forgiveness in the Bible. You can even Google, you know, pain in the Bible. Anything you're going through, you can Google, and God has a word. You know, you don't need to look any further than God's word. And then prayer and fasting, because there's a lot of flesh when you're divorced. You get feelings of anger, bitterness, jealousy. So just getting in God's word and his face and just praying, you know, even if it's God help me, if you don't have the words to say, and just denying your flesh of food and, you know, fasting and just getting into his presence. And then it may seem cliche, but do what Jesus did. You got to turn the other cheek, because that ex-spouse is throwing some fiery darts. I mean, my spouse completely went against God. So it was one thing I remember when I didn't get the vaccine. You know, your Jesus can't help you from everything. He can't protect you from everything, you know. And even when I was trying to refinance my house on my own for me and my little six-year-old, it was like, the only way you're going to refinance this house is if you got a man. You're not going to be able to do it on your income, because basically at the time I was making $26,000 a year because of COVID. I was seeing probably half my caseload just to kind of protect my family, because so many people are getting COVID in the medical field. And so I basically had, goodness, $15,000 worth of debt. So maybe 10 or 11,000 available income for a $225,000 house. So the numbers did not make any sense. So, you know, I just held on to God's hand. You know, I said, God, this house is for me. This house is for me and my daughter's stability, because I couldn't afford the rent out here, you know?
Right,
so basically, the way God turned it around is that I basically had to just show a promissory note. I just started my job, 2 months before the refinance. So I didn't have that income flowing that much. And they said, can you promise that you're going to keep your full-time job? So I had to write, I, Kentrika Moore, promise to keep my full-time job. Do you also promise to keep your 2 contract jobs and just sign my name? I'm like, I've bought and sold houses. This is my 3rd house. And, you know, I've never seen anything that's unprecedented, you know. That stuff could just happen. Just write me a note, a promise note. And it was only God that, you know, this house is mine since September 10th. You know, praise God.
Amen.
And another important thing, you know, as we go through this journey of healing, we need to decide which voice to listen to. Are you going to listen to the world's voices? You're never going to be anything. You're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to have this. Are you going to listen to the voice that I'm wonderfully, fearfully made? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, whose voice are you going to listen to? Because the haters are always going to be out there. They're always going to try to feed the voices of doubt, the voices of fear. And you need to have faith, and more faith. You know, just faith. And God just says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, he'll meet you right where you are, you know. So that's basically, you know, what I want to help somebody, whether you're healing from divorce, whether you're healing from an illness, you know, just stand on the promises of God, you know, whether you're healing from broken family relationships, whatever it is, you know, God's got you. And just remember what he told you, what he put in your spirit. So.
Amen. That'll work. Amen. You heard woman of God, Kentrika Moore, just sharing some of her testimony. Don't you know that the Bible declares that the saints are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the very word of our testimony. Woman of God, I appreciate you so much for sharing what you shared. That was very intimate and that was very transparent. And we need to be more transparent as we share the things that we go through in life, because you said it best. You said that overall, regardless of whatever it is we may be going through, it gets painful, it can get dark, it can get lonely, it can be very exhausting, troubling, and trying to our minds, our spirit, and eventually have effects on our bodies physically. But don't you know, hold on to that mustard seed of faith, which is the smallest seed is, God can take that, and he can take all of your troubles and all of your trials, and he can make those things the very treasures that you stand on. Because, look, no devil in hell will be able to turn you around once you come back from the brink of bankruptcy, divorce, near-death experience, illnesses of some sort. When you have been brought back to life by God, I mean, given a second, a third, a fourth, a quadruple chance to get it right and live for him, you will be more than a conqueror. You will do great and mighty things. Woman of God, I appreciate you so much. Would you like to leave any contact information in case some of the listeners out there, they may like to invite you to come to an event they may have, or just be in search of a mentor or a prayer partner or just a sister, a voice, a shoulder to cry on, a ear to just listen to, and all the social media contact.
They can reach me on Facebook. It's TTEATEE, or then my email is bohanna55@hotmail.com. And then also my telephone number is 863-279-9010. Again, it's 863-279-9010.
Amen. Well, woman of God, I appreciate your courage and your faith in Christ. I look forward to our continued kingdom collaboration. If there's anything that I can do to encourage you and support you in whatever good thing God has you doing, please feel free to contact me, and let's be about the business of letting our light so shine in this world, because guess what? They need us. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you for joining. That
Amen.
Is Woman of God, Contrika Moore, affectionately known as TT. Thank you for joining us on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, Lord, she's blessed
you. Glory.
Amen, amen, amen. God certainly gets all of the glory. God certainly gets all of the praise right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. I just absolutely love when you saints of God come in and keep it real. Keep it 100 and tell it like it really is. Amen. Here's Woman of God, Sherry Lundy Warren, because when you have seems like you don't have nothing left, and all you got is God, don't you know you got everything? Lord Jesus, come on, woman of God, all I got, yeah, that's God Almighty. Hallelujah.
I decided a long time ago, after trying and trying to do things on my own, well, today, I surrender my all. And now I'm giving him all that I got.
Hello, I am Minister Keisha Johnson, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry, Swag Outreach Ministry, Striving Women Anticipating God's Grace, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building with Ron E. Jefferson, Fire Radio host, 870-413-0220. Be blessed.
Jesus, 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 you are my number one. Sounds of Man of God, Jonathan McReynolds here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Thank you, Lord God. We will make room for you. If we have to change plans, if we have to change friends, if we have to change our residency, then we definitely have to have a change of mind to make room for God to not just come in and visit, but to live inside of us and reside and make decorations in the sanctuaries of our minds as he sees fit, decorating us with love, joy, peace, thankfulness, forgiveness, perseverance, transparency, and having all of these abilities at our mental access to let them be apparently known and shown in our daily lives. We are embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of Hosea 14:9. Amen. Where the word of God reads, who is wise? And he shall understand these things. Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Amen. Reading from the King James Bible and from the Amplified Version of the Bible, Hosea 14:9 reads, whoever is spiritually wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is spiritually discerning and understanding, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk in them. But transgressors will stumble and fall in them. We are now living in the booming age of intellectual technology. At the click of a button or the swipe left or right of our little pinky fingers, we can reach a wealth of knowledge from the very four corners of the earth. How impressive this is in light of the increased speed of this advanced technology age that we're living in. Yet, in the abundance of information and facts, are they equated to wisdom? I'm talking about particularly that of earthly origin. With all this knowledge at our grasp, are we truly becoming wiser according to the divine word of God? Who is wise, and he shall understand these things. Understand what things? Well, we got to go back to Hosea 14, verse 3, where it says, Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hand, ye are our gods. For in thee the fatherless finds mercy. Asher represents some outside entity. We're not depending upon political parties to save us. We're not depending on our unions, on our jobs. They may be a means that God used, but our primary focus is not going to be on the strength of some external resource that we may have access to. It's going to be in Almighty God. And that all the religion, beliefs, and doctrines of this world are those things that have turned away many from the true knowledge of God. Those things that will cause those who hear and apply those beliefs to their lives, it will cause them to stumble. Even amidst the times when those who are affiliated with the Church of Jesus Christ, his earthly body, sometimes, yes, has fallen short due to sin, scandal, and gossip. I mean, this in spite of those stains of reputation to the church body, they weren't nothing but excuses that many have believed and leaned on. But please believe this world is engaged in a highly spiritual warfare that is engulfed in illusion and deception. We're battling dark, evil forces that are unseen by human eyes. But nonetheless, they are very formidable and very real. When we find ourselves in difficulties with others, do we really consider that what may be driving them are these evil, unseen forces of imps, demons, and fallen angels? Yeah, they were once fallen angels, but they've been transformed due to their disobedience, cast down from the heavens and crashed down here to Mother Earth, and they were now known as demons. And their primary and everlasting agendas, beloved, are to pry us away from the wisdom that God provides. Hosea 14:4 says, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. These things that God promises are forgiveness, healing, and restoration for those who have in some ways fallen away from the truth and lingered in denial, deception, and lies. Hosea 14:9 talks about prudence, and he shall know them. Prudent, beloved, is to be acting with or showing care and thought for the future. Now, other religions have chided our Christian faith for our eternal hope in the future, in heaven, with God, as if to say that we have this pie in the sky, and yet we're starving down here on earth. No, no, no. God gives great and precious promises here and now to bring blessings on blessings. The Bible declares in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together. And then guess what? Running over. Yeah. Shall men, not angels, not heavenly bodies, men shall give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. We must be willing to meet God on his terms, beloved. Not just halfway, like we go so far and God will meet us so far. No, We must be willing to meet God all the way, giving 110 and then some percent. Holding nothing back is to live according to wisdom, to walk effectively for God in this world. Hosea 14:9b says, for the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. For so many of us believers in God, we dare to put his wisdom to the test by launching out on what we thought was wise, on our own conclusions, our own deductions and theoretical ideologies, only to stumble and fail and fall from success and grace. But God, hallelujah, but God has stood firmly on his word, which has never failed, eroded, or lost its effervescent power. Power! This he, talking about God, declares is where those who would be just, justified by the Almighty, will walk. And that means to live in by a lifestyle. But listen, the transgressors shall fall therein. Matthew 25:1-13 talks about 10 foolish virgins. But there are those unfortunate ones, yes, who will foolishly choose to disobey and disregard what thus says the Lord. That parable of 10 foolish, the 10 virgins, 5 wise, and 5 foolish is in Matthew 25:1-13, where it talks about 5 of those 10 virgins were prepared. They were ready. They had the necessary things. The preparation was made on their part. But then there were 5 foolish who disregarded it, who languished, who procrastinated, who found themselves lacking and without at the time when they should have been ready the most. They shall surely stumble their way through life, piling disappointment and frustrations on more agony until finally they will fall, and great shall their fall be, as did the parable of the foolish builder of our Lord Jesus in Matthew 7:26. I'm talking about those of us that have seen transgressors, and we have witnessed to them, and we have prayed for them, and we have poured our spirits and our hearts out to them, and we, like God, must accept the fact that they have made their choice. Verse 26 says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, Matthew 7:26, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And verse 27 says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. So, beloved, very plain and simple, for the Bible declares that the day that you hear his voice, talking about Jesus' voice, harden not your heart. This right here is the truest act of wisdom that anyone could ever achieve. The proof of this legitimacy is your ability to walk or the visibility of your stumble. You only got two choices when it comes to faith. Either you gonna walk with faith or you gonna stumble without faith. Lord, I pray you give us strength to walk according to your word, to your will, to live for you, that honors you. Amen.
Hello, my name is Lydia Celette Dudley. I am a gospel artist living in North Carolina. If you want to hear music that will connect your soul with the Savior, come on and follow me at Carolina Jazz Girl on Facebook and Instagram. And you can download all of my music at Amazon. You are currently listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Sitting here thinking about all you've done for me. Never thought you'd bring me this far. Protecting and keeping me from danger that you knew. Your love for me unveiled who you are. You are my peace in the midst of the storm. You are my joy when I'm weary and somehow I need you more. I want more of you. Oh, oh, I want more, I want more of you.
Yes, Lord, we will make room to receive more of you into our lives. Bless your holy name, dear God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, Lydia Salit Dudley. Because, yes, once you get a taste of God, you are always going to want more. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, inspirational speaker, soul tie expert, domestic violence guru, woman of God, as well as author Tina J. Lewis, and dear woman of God, for coming in such a wonderful way, Katrika Moore, a.k.a. TT, for giving us those words of instruction, those transparent words that blessed us and blessed us real good. I'd like to leave you with this final, final word, talking about humility. Being humble is the expressed kindness of one's heart. We are so content that we are willing to be just as concerned with others as we are with our own selves. The same way people see it as a weakness, because they wrongly believe that the only way to get ahead is to step on and over people, to take what you want. But by being humble, you are saying, I trust God to give me whatever I want and whatever I need. This is why we are so kind to others, because God is so kind to us who are humbled by his love. Amen. Goes right there. I want to thank you all. I want to bless you all as I leave y'all. Pray God will bless you, keep you, and cover you. Here is the gospel group Genuine, because the bottom line is we just want to be ready. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus.
Might be running out of time. God will forgive you.